This is the Cubicle Rebellion Podcast. Clocking in once again. My name is Jeremy, your host and 8-hour ally. Well, where do I begin? It's been a while. I'm not going to lie. Big reason why I'm recording now is because I was just nominated for a Webby Award. No, I'm not a Webby Award, but I was highlighted in a local online magazine, Voyage KC, and whoever nominated me or found me wanted to do a little piece on me. Me and this podcast, so thought that was pretty cool, and very strange. I always joke about how I kind of, playfully tongue-in-cheek joke about how no one's really listening to this podcast, because it's just me solo. For those of you who are new, first-time visitors, I tend to do this, been doing this solo since the pandemic, and so yeah, they've kind of turned into journal entries, personal journal entries, just to, but yeah. So anyway, I haven't recorded since February of 2021, and figured, well, if I were to get back into this, this would be the best time to do so, is when I'm being highlighted in an interview. I can't do an interview and then point people to a podcast that hasn't been active since February. So, yeah, man. So, hello, welcome. I'm kind of grasping at words because I feel like there's so much to talk about, but not a lot of time to do it in. But yeah, anyway, I guess I'll just say been really busy. Had a lot of health issues, sort of derail my progress with this, and hopefully I can kind of get back on track here. For those of you that are still around or still even care. Oh man. It's been a while. I'm not even mad if you're not listening. This been gone for over a year and some change. So I'd be shocked if anyone is listening. But for those of you first time people who may be here by way of the magazine, by any long shot, welcome. Thank you for listening, man. And also thank you for whoever wanted to interview me, man. That's pretty cool. It's hilarious. But it's cool. It's definitely one of the doper things that's happened in my life. Just being seen in that way. So that's cool. So you guys go check it out. You'll kind of get a little feel for my story. How I, the things that led me up to wanting to create this whole brand idea. Where the idea came from. The other failed ideas I had along the way. This is like my behind the scenes interview. So if you care at all, go check it out. It'd be pretty cool. It's funny. It's real easy to not do something. Once you kind of build up momentum in inactivity, it's easy to sort of stay there. And I think I found myself in that place. For the past year or so, more important matters come up and you just sort of get swept away kids, family, you know, job. My job started demanding more of me. It was almost like my job knew I was. It's funny because I was making a lot of progress with this in 2020 with merch and yeah, I had merch. I still have merch, by the way. Excuse me. Yeah, but I have merch. You know, I have this podcast. I have a page where I do the memes and do the humor. And I was really gaining steam. And it was almost as if my job knew about it. And like right when I was kind of picking up steam, like I hit a brick wall, and you know, my current job required more of me, more time, overtime, more effort. I was training people. I was just doing all kinds of stuff, things they don't even normally ask me to do. It's like, I'm like, all right, this is unusual. I'm not even that great of an employee, and you want me to train people? Like, I'm like, this is all right. Somebody's leaked something. I'm doing too well here. I was doing too well with my podcast. Something happened, because I even told my supervisor, I'm like, I'm never asked to train anyone. I do this job just enough to keep it. Like, and you want me to train people? Y'all must be desperate. This is unusual. So as a result of that, I just got preoccupied, man. Just got really, really preoccupied. I mean, outside of all the existential crises that's been happening in the world, you know, it's been one thing after another. But anyway, I don't have much to really. It's like I have nothing to say and everything to say, so I kind of don't know what to say, honestly. I'm just sort of really going with the flow here, but. Yeah, man, check out the magazine. Trying to make this episode a little bit. I don't want it to be rambling too long, but yeah, man, I won an Oscar. No, let's not talk about the Oscars. Or maybe I should. I don't know. Maybe I'll fill some time. But the intro music. So yeah, that joint was hard, right? So. Just want to let y'all know where I got that from. This guy named Sick Kick Music. You probably seen him. He's pretty well known, but just wanted to kind of give credit where credit was due. He has that red skull mask, that creepy whatever the thing he's wearing. He's got all the lights in the background, and he'd be doing his thing. That's where that came from. Just wanted to kind of make sure y'all knew I didn't do anything like that. Although, I mean, I am practicing, trying to get better, but that guy clearly does it for a living. And the joint was pretty hard. So, I also been working on that too. I've been trying to work on my, you know, I've been trying to split my time out amongst a lot of different things. But, so we're going to, anybody got any ideas on? What's going on with World War III? Are we headed there, or are we doing this or not? You know, I don't know. You know what I find is interesting is it you know, moments like this between COVID and just all of these things we've been kind of dealing with, just as a society, as a world, globally. All of the division and the strife and the potentiality of things to get worse, gas prices, you know, it's crazy, right? And all I could think about is how all of this is happening. You know, we're alive for it. And for some reason, I still have to go to work. Like, going to work. Now, I know this sounds terrible because there's people who are out of work. I'm not saying this from a place of ungratefulness at all. But it's really wild that, just for hypothetical purposes, the world could be on the brink of exploding. And I still have to clock in and say, thank you for calling It's just such a crazy juxtaposition. You know what I mean? That normal life is still happening and has to happen, while all of this major, major life-altering, life-changing events are happening one after the other, like constant wave after wave after wave. It just provides so much perspective. It's like, hey, hey, boss, none of this matters. None of this really, really makes a difference in the grand scheme of things. It's just like, it provides so much perspective, man. It's just like, you know, I posted this a while ago, but it's like this Venn diagram thing where, like, in the middle of all this stuff, you still have to do very, very regular, normal things, you know, to keep going and to keep surviving and to keep pushing. And it's like, push towards what? Like, this could all be over like in a year. What do we? Nothing matters anymore, man. You still want to talk to me about projects and training and QA scores and production numbers? It's like, it just feels so menial, man. I don't know. And I said this on a prior episode, but it really does make you think, like, why haven't we reinvented all of this by now? We really should have been and should be reinventing the way we think about work on, like, a mass global scale. The way we, you know, why 9 to 5? You know, why 8 hours a day? We need to be asking these questions, you know, because every system needs to be reformed, man. I'm all for reformation of some sort, even on the smallest level. Something has to change, you know. There is systematically, I mean, you could look at someone, I mean, people have been getting sick individually, you know, for various reasons, but we have to look at our systems as being sick. Our systems are ill, you know, the systems by which we do things, the way we operate. Our operating system has a lot of bugs in it, you know what I mean? It's like when you don't update your phone and it starts glitching out and short-circuiting. It's like, bro, you need an update. And I think I said this before, but my God, bruh, every system needs an update. I say this in the article. Religious systems, educational systems, governmental systems, corporate systems, media systems, like the way we function, you know, has to change. And I think there are people who are doing some of that. You know, I believe there are. But we need more, man. There's got to be more avenues of reformation, you know, because I think to some degree, all of us can sort of agree. We may disagree on the details, but I think to some degree, most of us can agree on the fact that deep, deep down, this all could be working better. I feel like there's a better way. I may not know what that way is. But I think we all can, to some degree, feel like, yeah, our health system could work better. Like, this stuff could be better. This could be, you know, all of this could be functioning a lot more efficiently and more. Like, why can't everything run like Chick-fil-A? You know what I'm saying? Like, people, I will order Chick-fil-A even when I don't want it. Like, I'll go get the spicy chicken sandwich even when I don't want it, solely because I know I can get it fast and get it well and get it done well. Like, the service is that great. And I think that's it's like, why can't every system in society work like Chick-fil-A? That's what I'm essentially saying. Like, why can't we all function like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't, you know, like, ultimate service to the highest degree. And to the highest level, like at the DMV. Shoot, I gotta. And speaking of which, my birthday is on Saturday, and today is Thursday, and I have to. My driver's license expires on Saturday, and I gotta go there. I don't wanna go there. You know why? Because it doesn't operate like Chick-fil-A. It does. There are no Chick-fil-A employees that work at the DMV, because if there were, I'd be glad to go. And therein lies the problem. With every, it's just, you know, it's a small microcosm of a larger issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why. I don't know. I just wish everyone thought like this, you know, because, you know, like I said, like, you go to one place like that, and you're like, bro, like, this was such a pleasurable experience, you know, they literally chase you down to say, my pleasure, and all I could think of is, like, why can't this be, like, I don't know if I'm just being an idealist, or if I'm being too altruistic about it, but it's like, they doing it. Like, what's the problem? Like, why can't we figure out how to duplicate this system everywhere? Wouldn't society and culture function a lot better? Like, wouldn't we all be a little bit happier? You know what I'm saying? You know, wouldn't work be a little bit more bearable? I don't know. Just the musings of a man sitting in his room alone. I don't know. But it is something to think about. And it's something I'll definitely continue to chew on. But anyway, if you enjoyed this, subscribe, rate, review, or don't. It is up to you. Either way, thanks for listening. Now get back to work, you peasant. Time to get paid, blow. Time to get paid. Time to get paid, blow up like. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Promise it's all good. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. It's all good. Get paid. Get paid. Get paid. Get paid. Blow up like.